or in downtown St. Louis. I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. The McDonald Planetarium reopens next month after a major upgrade. The renovations include a star projector that's the first of its kind to be installed in the United States. And in studio with me this morning, McDonald Planetarium manager Will Snyder. Will, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
When was the last time that the planetarium had a major upgrade?
Well, it has been a while. So people might remember back in 2001, they did a full gut job of that beautiful building in Forest Park. And that's when our last star projector, the Zeiss Universarium Mark IX, was installed. It's done a great job for us over the last 25 years, but we're ready to utilize some new technology.
Tell us about this new projector that it's going in.
Well, it's a really cool system. As you mentioned, the star projector itself is the first of its kind in the United States. It's a Goto Chiron 3, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it's built by a Japanese company. In fact, the original company that built the first star projector here in St. Louis in the 60s. So we're glad to welcome their technology back. It is a true marvel that will give you that beautiful starry sky that people are used to coming to the planetarium for. But what really makes this system amazing is that it's fully hybrid with a Digistar projection system. That allows us to not only look at the stars on Earth, but to fly out to Saturn, go see the Milky Way, and really leave our vantage point on Earth to explore the universe like we never have before.
So I'm assuming that it takes all those images and data from telescopes and other, maybe, I don't know, space journeys to put all this together?
You're absolutely right. So that beautiful starry sky on Earth allows us to see anywhere on Earth from our perspective. But then the Digistar system truly recreates the observable universe for us so that we can travel anywhere in space that we're aware of.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I know there's also a new data visualization system. What's that?
Yes, yeah, that's what we call the Digistar system because it does do more than just, say, throw pictures or videos up on the dome. It allows us to take true scientific data, especially things related to weather and climate, say maybe data sets from NOAA on ocean temperatures or wind currents, and take what would be a really boring looking spreadsheet of numbers and create dynamic visuals of it to allow people to better appreciate these concepts as both entertainment and education.
And along with that, an upgraded sound system.
Oh, absolutely. And for any fans of the laser shows at the planetarium, that new sound system will be absolutely great.
How immersive will this experience be now?
I think it will be truly new for people because over the last 25 years, we've been able to show that beautiful starry sky, but it's a little bit of a one-trick pony. That's the only thing that projector did, and yes, it did it really well, but now we still have that beautiful starry sky that really makes you feel like you are out underneath a dark sky, away from the light pollution of St. Louis. But going a step beyond that now, you can really feel like you are flying through the universe. You can see exoplanets. You can explore these concepts that you couldn't under our old technology.
What's it take to calibrate the systems that you're installing?
Well, a hybrid system like we have is the best of both worlds because you have that optomechanical star projector as well as the Digistar digital projectors. But that does take a lot of work to get the two to seamlessly meld. And when we open next month, the nice thing is you basically won't even see a difference between those two systems. They'll work in perfect harmony, you could say. But it does take a lot of work. We use multiple camera systems as well as alignment lasers to make sure all those stars in the sky are aligning with the digital projectors and make it as seamless as possible for guests.
Are you seeing an increased interest in space, you know, in particular because of the success of the last Artemis mission?
I think that's absolutely true. And really, people are still sort of riding the high from 2024 with the big solar eclipse in St. Louis. But as you mentioned, the Artemis program with Artemis 2 and now the plans for a moon base on the surface of the moon, it really does almost feel like a second space race that we're all living through.
Now, is there anything else with the renovation that we haven't mentioned?
Now, I think in addition to all this cool technology, the big thing is there will be new shows. We're proud that we still offer live programs at the planetarium where we can customize these shows to all the latest science as well as our audiences. So we'll have programs like The New Sky Tonight that will be similar to shows you might have seen in the past, but now with all more capability, as well as a new program called The Earth Today that flips that idea on its head, where instead of looking up to the stars, we fly up to orbit around the Earth and look back at our home planet and learn about it in a new way.
So the planetarium opens, remind me, July 18th?
Yes, Saturday, July 18th will be the big grand opening day. And anyone hoping to get tickets, those will go on sale on Monday, July 6th.
Fantastic. Anything else that we need to know to be prepared for the opening?
I think the main thing is that we want people to come on out and experience it. We're lucky in St. Louis to have such a wonderful facility and a planetarium here at the Science Center. And now with this world-class system, you're going to get an experience you really can't get anywhere else. And we're excited for people to see it.
Hopefully inspire a new generation of kids to go to the stars, right?
A new generation and every generation. You're never too old to learn about the stars.
Fantastic. That is McDonald Planetarium Manager Will Snyder. Will, thank you so much for coming in today. What's the website for the Science Center?
You can learn more at the Science Center's website. That's slsc.org, and that's where you can get tickets as well.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks for being here.